Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hello, hello everyone out there in Real Ass Podcast Land. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Chichi Benson, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
You're looking good, man. I like this new look.
My new look, my fucking my floral shirts.
Yeah, you're like one of the Salamancas. I like it.
Salamanca, I don't know what that is, but it sounds delicious.
The bad guys from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Nice. I like it.
The evil Mexicans.
Yeah, dude. No, this is my new look. I wear.
I like it. Pull it off
well. Mexicans. That's a little redundant.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredible show planned. You know that voice. You love her. One of the new favorites here. Everyone loves her at the Gas Digital Network. I do look like a Salamanca. That is very. That is a very solid reference. Ladies and gentlemen, from the That Time of Week podcast, Maddie Smith is
hey,
on the show.
Hey, what's up? Pew, pew, pew.
And also, ladies and gentlemen, from Everybody is Awful, the great, the legendary Jim Florentine back on the show.
Nice to have you. I like the look. You got the sunglasses. You got like the Hawaiian shirt. You got the tan.
Yeah.
You look even darker.
Giving
you
know? Fear and loathing.
I spent like 12 days straight in like 100 degree weather. So I'm very, very brown right now. Going down to Brown Town. That's
where
how I'm
you?
Living my life. I was in Costa Rica and then Las Vegas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Did you do zip lining?
No. I was going to, but then I realized that I'm terrified of heights.
Yeah.
And that's all the whole thrill of it is you're just up high, like zipping down a thing. Mm-hmm. Have you done that before?
No, I want to, though. That's
have
fun.
You done zip lining?
No, but that's where I went on my honeymoon, and they wanted to, the guy to book, they want us to zip line. I'm not doing it in Costa Rica. There's no regulations there. You're in the middle of nowhere. You're going to fall, and they're just going
to
leave you.
Just some Costa Rican dude clipped it to a tree.
That's it.
And there was no like safety regulations. There's no governing body. Right. Like, dude, Dave Smith's all like anti-government. No. I want a governing body to check the fucking cable in the tree. I want to make sure that this tree is rooted properly into the ground, right, that the soil was treated properly so it's not going to fall over. None of that shit exists in Costa Rica. You're 100% right about that, Jim.
None of it.
They're goddamn mud people. You're right about that, Jim. The whole culture, shit. Mud. You're right about that, Jim. Jim Florentine
says. I'll go to the beach, hang out or whatever, do some surfing, but I'm not going on no zip line.
It is true. When I went to Aruba, I didn't do like a lot of activities because I was like, I could die here.
Yeah, easily.
Bitches go missing there.
They do. Yeah, that's specifically the place, right?
Where
Natalie Holloway went missing.
That but I'm not hot enough, so they're like, dude,
Maddie,
you're stupid.
You need to stop. That even makes you hotter.
I was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Maddie doesn't even care. She comes in. She's like, whatever. I'm not even hot. She's fucking wearing her pajamas. She literally rolled out of bed. She's wearing pajamas right now.
I did, yeah.
And I know. I didn't recognize
like her. More,
her.
Dude.
Like, she's like, I know you're from the stand-up. I didn't recognize.
Yeah, he thought I was a homeless
pajamas.
Person.
Yeah.
I was like, I saw you at the stand. Do you have a dollar?
I thought we shaved Harrington. And this is what he looks like underneath it all.
He fucking wishes. That nematode.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. We have a lot to talk about. We are live here on a Friday, obviously. Before we do plug, Shannon, what are we up against today? What do we have to beat in history? We try to make history every day on this podcast.
Okay, so in 1934, the German people voted to give Adolf Hitler complete power, combining the positions of chancellor and president into the position of Führer.
Damn, doggy. I don't know if we could beat that.
That's a big day.
Unless I become a Führer today. So that's what a Führer is.
I don't know. I saw you yelling at that kid about the coffee, so you could be a Führer.
Don't be, Jim. Don't be, you know. I know he's blind, okay?
Is he
the
blind?
Little things
I didn't know.
Add
is
up.
He really?
He's legitimately, he's blind.
He's actually blind, so he makes the coffee. It's psychotic. He's guessing.
Right. He also uploads clips, and they're sideways sometimes.
Really?
Dude, it's crazy. It's a crazy way to be. And we can't fire him at this point, because that would
discrimination.
Be
discrimination.
Yeah. We can't do that. So now we have to just keep on moving him around to different. What job?
If you lived in Costa Rica, you could fire him because there'd be no government.
There would be no governing body, dude. I would
just put him on a zip line.
I would
see him again.
I would unhook the thing. So he just fucking.
Bye.
Yeah, dude. He. What can blind people even do? It's a crazy thing. Like for a living. Like
we should have made the coffee because you got to measure it out.
Right.
Yeah. Did he feel it? How did he?
Because yeah, it's not even like one of those Keurig machines where you can easily just feel it and put one in.
I have no idea how he possibly even got there. I'm actually impressed that he got coffee into the cup.
Right.
That's fucking crazy.
But good, they have heightened senses, so they can, you know. That they probably give like really good hand jobs and fingering and stuff, you know.
Yeah, Maddie's on one this morning.
Yeah, I woke up horny.
She's horny as shit today, dude. What's going on with you, Maddie?
I think it's the shirt. I'm like, fuck.
You like this shirt,
right? I
want to
get fingered by a blind person. Right. Yeah.
Because only a blind person would wear the shirt.
Yes.
Listen.
Actually.
I don't know if we're beating Hitler becoming Fuhrer, but maybe we can try. Well, at the very least, compete. Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way, and let's get our show going. Maddie, what do you got to plug?
I got stuff to plug. Listen up. I'm coming to Oklahoma City. Bricktown Comedy Club, September 1st through 3rd. And then later in September, I will be in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yay.
So pull through. And then October, November, December, lots of dates. So check out my website, MaddieSmithComedy.com. Pull through. It's a good time. And guess what? I'll be at Skankfest in October.
Hell yeah. Maddie's going to crush it at Skankfest.
Yeah, I might do some drugs.
Were you in Houston?
No, I wasn't in Houston. So
You haven't been to Skankfest in a minute.
Since Brooklyn Bazaar.
Whoa.
I might do some drugs.
What drugs are you going to do?
I don't know. I've never really done drugs.
You've never done acid?
No.
You've never done mushrooms?
No.
Never done Molly?
No.
Never done any of these?
No.
What about all three?
No.
Listen to me. If you see Maddie at Skankfest,
dose me.
Don't dose me.
I take that back because I know you will. I know you guys will. This is not a normal crowd.
Do not tell them that.
Don't touch me. Don't look at me. But I might be on acid.
No. Give Maddie drugs.
Yeah, give me drugs.
If you see her, don't make her take them right in front of you. Don't be weird.
Yeah. Don't be weird.
Just
like
hand it off. Be like, hey, you know, yeah. I hear you want to have a good time. You've never done drugs.
Yeah.
If you have good acid, good mushrooms, good Molly, any of that stuff, slip it off to Maddie and have her have a great fucking time.
Be cool.
It's gonna be cool. You have a great time.
Weed. No edibles. No weed.
No, I smoke weed all the time.
Edibles?
Yeah. I'll take edibles, but that's just another Tuesday.
Yeah, okay.
She did a dab once and her fucking, I watched her spirit lift out of her body.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Jim Florentine, what do you got to plug?
Everybody's Awful Podcast. My new comedy special's on Amazon Prime. Bite the Bullet, a new Terrorizing Telemarketers Volume 7 is out in September with Don Jameson. Pre-order wherever.
Love it. Love it. Jim's the man. Support all that he does. Mm-hmm. Zach Amico.
August 27th, comedy at the Carlson in Rochester.
Ooh,
nice.
With Chris Sega. And September 18th, Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Brooklyn. Come hang out.
Get down with the sickness. Live stuff. Me and Aaron Berg are touring up until the end of January. I got a couple dates with Adam, but for the most part, everything is me and Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone tour. People have been fucking loving this show. It is fucking hilarious. Aaron is a killer, dude. I'm going to tell you right now. Aaron hits as hard as anybody.
He hits as hard as
Big J. He's as hard as fucking Joey Diaz. He's an absolute monster. I'm not too shabby myself, not to toot my own horn, but if anybody's been coming out to these shows, ask anybody who's come out to the Offend Everyone tour, they're going to tell you that it is the funniest show they've ever fucking seen. It's been so good the entire time.
Who headlines?
We co-headline, technically.
Okay.
I usually have him closed. I'm not following that.
Yeah,
shit.
I know. It's tough.
I mean, edit that. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
No, but it's tough to follow.
Dude, he smashes.
I know.
When he used to like host at clubs, going first after him.
Yeah, no. He was hosting last night. I was at the stand, and he's doing time in between the comics. Yeah. I'm like, Aaron, save some for the fucking
literally,
rest of us.
He's like,
you're burying everybody.
You shave your box. it's crazy.
No, he's fucking hilarious.
He is awesome.
And he's filthy. And then we actually close together. We go back up together on stage for about 25-30 minutes at the end, and we roast the crowd, and we fucking. Do our own little mashup, which, by the way, people are saying that I ripped off Dave Attell and Jeff Ross. I did that before Dave Attell and Jeff Ross. Me and Adrian Appalucci, the mashup show, years ago, we started that show. They actually ripped us off. We pitched it to Netflix as a show. Just going to put it out there. Just going to put it out. I'm like, look, hey.
The drama.
I'm just saying, dude.
Are we beef right now?
And by the way, today Netflix would have taken me and Adrian because it's a brown and a woman.
True.
Versus two fucking old fogey white guys.
It's true, actually.
So here we are. But here we are. Regardless, either way, come and see the Offend Everyone tour. This month, we are going to be in Cleveland on the 25th. We're going to be in Columbus. We just added Columbus on the 26th. Get those tickets right now for Columbus on the 26th. Also be in Colorado Springs, Denver, this all in September. Las Vegas. I'm doing The Depraved in Los Angeles on September 11th with a fucking crazy lineup. We'll be in Syracuse, Albany, Tampa, Plano, Texas, Philadelphia, Fort Wayne. We're going all over the place, all up until January. More and more dates being added regularly. So grab your tickets right now at lewisofskanks.com. And if you love this show,
go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and subscribe for the premium service. You can get the entire On Demand library. There's over 800 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast that you can't get anywhere else. They're not available on the internet. If you guys want to go back through history, just do a search. All your favorite guests, every time Maddie Smith's been on, you can simply just go and search it. Go. Maddie Smith. In fact, Shannon, do that right now. Search Maddie Smith. Pull it up on the screen and see how often. And you can just boom.
It goes back.
It goes back. Maddie's been on a lot of podcasts, okay? And that's for all the network, the entire network. Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Yo MMA Rap, Shannon Lee Hires, The Thing Is, Ding, and so many other shows. So many shows. Best podcast network in the world. Subscribe, support. You get pre-release some of the episodes. You get the to unlock the on-demand library, which is thousands of hours that are not available. It's all ad-free. It's all uncensored. You get access to the racist live chat. Look at all the Maddie Smith episodes.
Oh my God.
Look at Maddie Smith. Look at this, okay? Wow. You could just fucking. And that's just the Real Ass Podcast, right?
So many different headshots.
I didn't know you could search individual show databases.
Yes.
Wow, our website is so functional and great.
It's amazing.
Look at every Maddie Smith appearance that there's ever been on the Real Ass Podcast. Oh, wow. Right here. Yeah. All there.
So fun.
Mike Figge, can you actually, ban that word from the browser?
I'll try.
Is that popular? You know how you can, like, from Twitter, you can, like, shadow ban certain words?
Yeah. Right.
Can you do that with certain people? You can. Mm-hmm. Can we add that as a feature? So then anytime you search, Mike Figge won't come up in any searches? No?
I'll find out.
We have a Mike Figge filter.
Yeah.
Filter him out. Okay, let's see. Look, dude, this is a great story. We were going to Vegas for Skankfest, which is great. Have you been to Vegas before?
Never been.
Oh my God. It's a whole week of firsts for you. You have no idea. Are you coming to Skankfest this year, Jim?
No, I'm not on this year.
How are you not coming on this year?
Dude, come through.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
We'll talk after the show. Okay, He's fucking Jim Florentine.
Yeah, I know.
I usually do like every other one.
Yeah, I think
Houston was great.
Houston was incredible.
I did the New York one and stuff, so whatever.
It's the fucking best.
We'll talk.
How are you not at Skankfest in Vegas? It's Vegas.
We can share a room.
Ooh, Maddie's horny today. Maddie's trying to get some dick.
Me and Jim out there.
Wow.
Doing acid.
I've never done it before either, so it might be good.
Really?
That'd be crazy
if we did it together.
If you and Maddie do acid together, I swear to God, we'll do the Maddie and Jim first time doing acid hour.
I'd rather do mushrooms than acid.
Okay.
Have you done mushrooms?
No, I've never done mushrooms.
You've never done mushrooms?
No, but I did Molly, but I'd rather do mushrooms first before acid.
We could do shrooms. Why don't you guys, hour?
Will you guys do a shroom show at Skankfest if we book it?
If you do, you guys, I will.
Your first time doing shrooms this show.
If you do, I will. Actually, if you don't, I will.
Maddie's in no matter what. Wait, Maddie's ready for a good time right
ready.
Now.
I'm ready. I'm just
nervous. I probably would. I would do it.
What if I say some wacky shit and it's like a Michael Richards moment?
Oh, boy. Well, wacky shit.
Yeah, that's kooky.
That's what you think is wacky? that wacky Michael Richards.
That was just me being quirky.
His name is Nick Cannon.
Oh, I mixed them up. They all look the same.
Fuck me, dude. it's going to be great. Maybe we'll make that show work. We did that years ago. We did it the first Skankfest ever. We did a drug show where, like, every comic did a different drug, and it was like somebody did coke, somebody fucking did heroin, somebody did fucking weed, somebody did acid. I don't know if they did heroin. Do they smoke opium? What do they do? It got wild. There was like Molly. They went to some pretty hardcore drugs, all things considered, dude. So I did all the coke. I wasn't even on the show. I just did it.
You weren't even there that year.
Came with the shirt.
Yeah, so Vegas, which I'm very, very excited about.
Is it going to be where is it? Is it going to be downtown. Old school downtown?
Downtown. Okay. It's on Fremont Street.
On Fremont. Oh, that's great.
Have you been to Notoriety? That venue has multiple rooms. Bobby Kelly told me about this venue. So we've taken over the entire, the entire third floor. There's going to be five stages going on simultaneously, little nooks, crannies, rooms, specialty green rooms, VIP access. It's going to be really, really cool. Really cool.
Awesome.
Better than we've ever done it before. But Vegas has been in the news a lot lately. This is an interesting story. There was a landlord in Vegas, 81-year-old landlord. And what he did was he made his tenant. It was just one tenant or multiple tenants, Shannon?
So other people have claimed that they've done it to him, but this story is particularly there's proof that he did it to this one woman.
This one woman says that
what did he do?
She signed a rider to her lease that says that he could fuck her anytime he wanted to.
What? And she didn't read the fine print?
I have no idea.
Well, how much did she get off on the rent?
I don't know. I'm not saying.
That's important. I mean, if it's $100.
So then what? He knocked on the door and said, it's time for you to fuck me.
After this case was filed, Rothstein testified that he obtained a copy of the direct consent for sexual intercourse and or fellatio or conolingus form from the internet. He kept a copy of this rental form file. He admitted that he presented the form to Torres as part of the rental packet that she was required to sign in order to rent the Wedgebrook house. The form provides, among other things, they freely gives her total consent to the initiators to engage in sexual activities with the respondents, with the understanding that sexual intercourse as defined by the state of Nevada will occur. This consent and agreement. Did he ever make her fuck though?
No.
Okay, that's good.
At least that's not in this story. He never actually cashed in on it.
So then it's a non-story. Chill.
He was just sitting around like thinking like, how can I get someone to fuck me?
It's great.
Ooh.
I think it's hilarious. He's almost real estate of the week. I'm debating. And what am I missing from the story, Shannon?
How old was the woman?
It doesn't say her age. They don't have a picture of her, any information about her, but she did have... she did have two children. This was for Section 8, so she was having trouble finding somebody that would accept Section 8, and this one guy would.
I was on Section 8 as a kid. Do you guys know what Section 8 is?
We know, and yes.
Well, what the fuck was that about, Matt?
I don't know.
Just shutting me down. She's like, we know you're poor. We've heard it a million times.
Google Gaga. My mom. Oh, shut up, dude. Grow up.
What is going on with Maddie today? What the fuck is happening right now?
I'm feeling very aggro.
Maddie's horny and mean.
I'm horny and mean.
She attacked.
So you lived in Section 8?
I did live in Section 8 housing.
And then, does that sound like something that would happen there?
My mom was actually a prostitute, so... Oh, do you know that too, Maddie?
You're gonna vote. We know.
You dumb hooker mom. Yeah, we lived in Section 8 housing. In Section 8...
So she was a bad hooker, is what you're saying.
Yeah, she honestly... Well, that's the other thing. If you're a hooker
and you're in Section 8,
dude, you're a poor hooker. Like, what are you doing? Like, how bad are you at your job? All you gotta
how
do is get fucked.
How bad is your box?
Yeah, but that
dude.
Was that was back in the day when there was a lot. Was she in New York in the city doing it?
No. She was in Paterson, New Jersey, which is
it's kind of.
Jeez.
There's not a big prostitution place, Paterson. If she was in New York, there was a lot of competition.
Oh, there's a
probably,
lot.
When was
Paterson
this? Like
got
80s,
a ton of hookers, dude.
90s.
The 80s to 90s.
Wow. Yeah, there's a ton of them walking around. So, but Paterson, that was different. And that's kind of ghetto. So they probably weren't paying much.
I don't know if she was a streetwalker or if she was like
service.
I have no idea. How would you even do it back in the day without being a streetwalker?
You could have. You had to be a streetwalker.
You had to be a streetwalker.
But then you could get a client and then go back to his house.
Isn't it crazy where we've come?
Rolodex going.
Like now, like there's like hookers, like if you're on Bumble and Tinder. If you match, this is what happens all the time. You go on the road, you match with somebody on Bumble or Tinder, and then it ends up being a hooker. And she's just like, oh hey, I'm just a lady of the night. And it's like, what a different world we live in.
Yeah.
Like 30 years ago, they literally had to walk the streets and risk being fucking murdered. I guess they're still risking being murdered.
Yeah. Your mom could have had like an ad in the back of something, though.
Yeah, like a little secret.
Yeah.
They used to have them in the Yellow Pages. I remember doing the comedy.
Those are Asian hookers.
And especially if like a guy that got hookers the week before some comic. The Yellow Pages would be open, and all these things were circled.
Yeah. They'd have in the Yellow Pages.
They used to be in the Yellow Pages. I don't know what it was. Yeah, on their escort services, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you had to really be motivated to go and get laid back in the day.
But that guy, Bob Levy, were on the road one time. I sent a hooker to his room at like 3 in the morning. He was all coked up, and he thought some girl from the comedy club was going to come back and meet him. I knew she wasn't.
Right.
He was, he thought, no, she's coming. I go, she's not. So I ordered a hooker to his room.
To be a nice guy.
No, just to fuck with him.
Just to fuck with him.
Because he thought that it was going to be her.
He wasn't going to pay for it.
You didn't pay for it, and he wasn't going
to
pay for it.
So I hear a knock because I'm in the room next to him, like 4:30 in the morning. God. And they're screaming, who are you? Who are you? You got to pay me. I'm not paying you. I didn't order you.
That's
and
fucking hilarious.
The other room was fucking
I
great.
Didn't order you.
Dude, if you would have gotten
and at 4:30
Bob
in the morning,
shot in the
he's
head.
Like, she was really nasty.
Well,
she was 4:30 in the morning.
They need their fucking money.
Yeah.
You just got fucked for free?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Back then, you'd like... you just like whatever shows up. I remember like Craigslist would have like hooker ads, but there was no, you couldn't post pictures to Craigslist back then. It was like,
right.
It was just words. The words, dude. And you'd be like, you're going to just trust by whatever description this person says that this hooker is going to show up and it's never going to be good.
If anything, just close your eyes.
No, you can't. You can feel it
really?
Still, Maddie.
It feels weird.
Yeah. What do you think?
What's a hooker pussy feel like?
I guess there's a variety
usually
of them.
Usually don't touch the sides.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't feel anything. It feels like nothing.
Nothing but net.
I've never been with a hooker. I went a blowjob at a bachelor party one time from one of the strippers. Yeah. But I've never, I don't know, it just never appealed to me, the hooker thing.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah, no.
All right, this is the hooker side of the
thing. I just never, I don't know.
Okay, I guess there's a line drawn on the table.
Yeah. Us versus you.
You know what? No, hookers, they're great. Ladies of the night.
Woo.
They're good. They're good people.
Well, now you can do OnlyFans and all that shit.
I have a friend who I used to hook up with back in the day, and then I saw her on a hooker site, and it was like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I called the number because I never number anymore, and I was like, "Hey, it's Lewis." She was like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, I saw your hooker ad, you fucking nasty whore. You're disgusting. I'm gonna tell your mother." Click. True story.
Bet that made her feel amazing. Yeah.
Don't call grandma.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you are in the market for Kratom, you should be getting it wholesale prices, $60 kilos from YoKratom.com.
YoKratom.com has all your favorite Kratom strains, amazing customer service, and you won't find better prices anywhere. The price of everything's going up this year, guys, but not a kilo of Kratom from our friends at YoKratom.com.
Always consistent, always great, fucking always the best. YoKratom.com supporting everything we do. Support them. Go to YoKratom.com and grab yourself a $60 kilo. All right, where were we? All right, so let's see. Homeless man sucker punches elderly man. That's kind of fun.
Okay.
Homeless versus elderly.
Was it the landlord?
Maybe. Let's see, Shannon. It's a video. What is this over, Shannon? Do we know?
No. It's just a robbery, basically. So there's an eatery in Hollywood, California. They're like, it's like half outside. This man who's 71 is sitting down to eat, and then that's where we see this start.
Okay. Excited.
Oh, I saw this.
No sound.
Oh my gosh. Jeez.
He takes his wallet, goes to run.
That's the owner of the place.
Wow.
Oh, wait, this is good.
Oh, my God. The wallet.
Hits him once.
Oh.
Ooh, jeez. Okay.
Okay, and obsessed with this guy.
Oh, another person comes and grabs the money?
Those are the people that are,
that's
people
his, with
oh,
his girlfriend.
I thought they were just like Puerto Rican. I thought they were Puerto Rican girls just coming in to cash in on the moment.
Taking the money, yeah. Someone wrestled in high school.
Yeah, he's got good top position.
Yeah.
But the homeless guy's a little skinny twerp.
Yeah,
you know if he was a big guy or some kind of thug, he ain't chasing him like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? That kicks in, dude. Adrenaline kicks in. Sometimes you're just like in the moment and you just fucking, you go. Because I've had a few of those situations happen where like I've like jumped in as like, you know, to help somebody. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, what the fuck am I even doing here? Yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck about this person. Mm-hmm. Like, it's happened a few times with like chicks being like smacked around by their dude in the street. And like, you know, I just fucking, yeah. Whatever it is, that self-preservation thing sort of like goes out the window. Right. Maybe not now. I got a kid now. I probably just watch.
That's also crazy because if a dude's willing to hit his chick in public, imagine what he's willing to do to you, a male stranger.
Yeah, but you know what? Like most dudes that are hitting chicks are fucking pussies. You know?
Totally.
So
they hate themselves.
Yeah, they're like bullies. They're not trying to get hit back. That's why they're hitting a fucking chick. You know? Yeah.
I don't want to take that. I just feel like if I ever interrupted something like that, the chick would be the one who'd be like, mind your fucking business.
Well, that's happened a few times. No, that's honestly why I don't fucking say anything anymore. It's because it's happened a few times where you're like, hey, what are you doing? And then the girl's like, mind your business. You're like, bitch, I hope he fucking kills you.
It's just like both of them just like in their own world.
Yeah,
they're just
toxic fucking trash. Yeah. So, all right, well, good for them. Georgia woman with monkeypox says sex is not the only way that the disease can spread. Let's see. Okay. What is this? First of all, I don't even know if any of the pictures that I see of monkeypox are real.
I don't know what to believe. There's like so many different things.
What are the pictures? What are they? Ew, that's real. There's no way.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
On her TikTok, she shows each day and how it got worse and worse.
Oh, my
she
God.
Said,
there's like all sorts of different symptoms. One guy told me, said on like an interview that it tore his asshole up.
Ew.
Yeah, she said she had lots of aches and pains. She couldn't like chew or swallow because it was inside her mouth.
Oh, God.
Do you have monkeypox for life?
No.
No, it gets that. By the way, her name is Trypophobia.
Trigger warning.
Let's see. Trigger.
Would be such a good name for a rapper.
Yeah, it would be.
A woke rapper, trigger warning. Yeah.
That is fucking rancid, dude.
Please, that's horrible.
Keep going.
So she.
Yo, it's getting worse. Yeah. It's getting worse.
Yeah, we're good.
I would never post a picture of myself.
Can you imagine 12 days of it getting worse?
No.
Like, by day 10, I'm going to kill myself.
So wait, how did she say she got it? It seems like
so she
her man on the down low probably brought it home to her.
Right, because yeah, it's through cum, isn't it?
No, it's through human it's through skin-to-skin contact.
Skin-to-skin
oh, really?
Contact.
I thought it was cum.
But a lot of gay guys.
I was thinking of something else.
Do they have compromised immune systems? Why do people get this? Oh, I fucking hate it so much. I would almost rather die.
I mean, gay guys are getting it because just they play it fast and loose, man. And they have a lot of like.
I play it fast and loose.
Yeah, but not with like 10 people in a room.
They
at one night.
Not 10 other people that are playing it fast and loose. Yeah.
Cool. They're risking their numbers. They're having gay Royal Rumbles.
They fuck.
It's not one person at a time, you know?
Royal Rumble. Every few minutes, another one enters the room.
Monday Night Raw. I'm one of the guys.
Doggy, it's making me uncomfortable. I don't like. I mean, this is the shit that fucking they could get me to shut down schools and businesses for.
Totally. Yeah. If this was what COVID looked like, I'd be like, yeah.
If 50% of the people were walking around with this, I would literally be like, shut it down.
Yep.
Like, do not go out. Do not go to the park. Don't exercise.
Put on your mask.
Yeah, fuck this. She should put on a mask, by the way. Why is that bitch not wearing a mask?
Did she say how she thinks she got it?
Yeah. So she works as a gas station attendant, and she believes that she contracted the virus while handling dirty money at her job.
Oh.
Then every stripper would have it too, then.
Yeah.
Right.
A stripper I know got a notice from her job that said somebody at the strip club had it, and they all had to go get tested.
Ew.
She posted it on her Instagram. She's like, just got a letter, and it was literally like, one of our patrons tested positive for monkeypox. Anyone that was working Saturday night.
And they be putting them pussies on a pole.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like anybody. I think it was a guy that was there, not like one of the girls.
Right.
But they said it was like an exposure risk. And they asked, I think, all those girls to stay home an extra day or two. And
Jim, could you seriously date a stripper? Like,
You have?
Yeah. Made it your legit girlfriend?
Sort of.
So no. The answer's no.
I mean, I guess I did.
What was it like? Like,
were you a DJ, or were you just picking her up?
No, I wasn't a strip club guy friend that would drive him
home. That's the worst.
Yeah, that's the biggest loser.
Oh, you pick him up at the end of the night. That's fucking.
Yeah, yes. Or that you sit at the bar. Yeah, you sit at the bar for hours.
Wait
wings,
for him.
Getting a couple
and
Bud
then drives
Lights.
Him back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you say like
and then she wants to go to the diner, and then you know, do you, then just yeah.
Oh, sorry. When she gets off, are you like, good job? Like, good set.
No, go
crushed
shower.
It. Is there
go
any
shower? Go shower, and I'll count you money, and I'm getting 10% for putting up with this shit.
10 to 20 at least. Dude.
Well, that's a new thing. It's like OnlyFans chicks, right?
Yeah.
You know, because I was debating this with Dave Smith on my MMA show. If I could date seriously like an OnlyFans chick, and I dated me and Karen Fian used to date back in the day,
right.
But it was before she was on OnlyFans. And I think that if I knew going into it that's what she did, I think I could be tricked into falling in love with a girl that did that. But it would literally be against my own, like.
But it has to be from the beginning.
Has to be from the beginning.
If your girl just starts doing it. Ooh.
So would you make her shut it down? Because Karen said that she had some dude she was with and he made her shut it down and she lost. She was making a lot of money. And I'm like, don't fucking listen to that guy.
No, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't.
Depends.
No, I
if she was in the middle of it and you met her, would you tell her to shut?
No, if she was in the middle of it, no. Right. I mean, I don't know. If I was dating a girl and she was like, I'm going to do an OnlyFans.
That's a little different because then you could. But if she was doing it before, you can't.
Yeah, it's boundaries. Like grandfathered in.
God, she was making a lot of money, so it wasn't like she was making
crushing
five
it.
Grand.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
Doorman building.
Yeah, I would. It would be a tough thing to deal with. It's really only tough if you're talking about like having kids with them one day, right?
Yeah.
So then it becomes. But I sort of have this thought where it's like I say fucked up shit on the internet, like, and the type of comedy that I do is very much for adults. There's definitely from a moral standpoint, people would look at like what I do. It's I don't know if it's any morally worse or better than somebody being nude on the internet. You know, I say all the words you're not supposed to say, right? So, I don't know. I think it's a weird thing. I think about that all the time, like having to have that conversation with my son one day. I'd be like, he's going to be like, Dad, he was like,
Was grandma a stripper?
It was grandma a stripper.
Tell me the truth. You're like, I don't even know.
She wasn't very good at it.
But explaining your comedy to him, yeah.
Yeah, explaining my comedy to him. And he's heard some jokes, like, just here and there, mm-hmm. like, the ones that he's allowed to hear. Like, I have certain jokes that aren't, like, really, really dirty. But it's something that, like, I really do have to, like, you know, consider. How old's your son now?
He's 12.
He's okay. 12, yeah.
Yeah, so
he's
so, no,
like, he has the internet now. So
he knows.
Like,
he knows, yeah. And his kid know, you know, all of us. But I hang out with all the dads and stuff like that in the neighborhood, his friends. So they all know what I do, but they don't say anything. Yeah. They're all Brooklyn and Staten Island dads.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They don't give a shit.
So they don't give a shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. So they never go, dude, I can't believe what you said.
Yeah.
And Joey Diaz is around too, so Joey takes the heat off of me because he's so abrasive.
Yeah, because he's a fucking.
So compared to Joey, I'm totally. A fucking angel.
And yeah. You got Aaron Berg over there in Jersey too. Yeah, he's got to tell his daughter.
Yeah, Jersey's full of a bunch of racist comedians.
Yeah.
I got to move.
Yeah, I'm going there.
All right, let's see.
Wait, I have something to say about the OnlyFans thing. I just realized recently that. Guys you date could possibly have a subscription to someone's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that till like a month ago.
I have to cancel all my OnlyFans subscriptions.
Would you have a problem if you dated a guy that was following like four or five girls?
I don't know. I just like just realized it. I was like, oh yeah, I guess that's something that guys probably.
I would have a problem if my girl was following four or five dudes that they casually knew to look at their dicks.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to be as chill as possible. No, but right. I think it would strike a chord in me.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
but then he's
going to
be looking at porn anyway. So
I know,
what's
the
difference? The
thing.
Yeah, but the difference.
But it's like so intimate.
If it's somebody that they know, or somebody that like so comedians that you know, or
like an internet presence person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a little
Twitter
different
girl.
Than just porn, where you're just like you're sort of blindly just searching.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't even know what state they're
it's
in.
It's just visual. The reason OnlyFans is great is because it's not just visual.
Right.
There's like a psychological thing where you're like, no, like you can. I can get to the idea of me having sex with this girl way quicker than some random just whatever it is on the internet. Like that's part of the appeal. You're like, oh, no, like I know this chick or
you're like investing in her whoredom.
Even if it's a chick that you like, you know, you're following her social media or, you know, I think it's just a little, you're a little bit closer to that person and that's what makes it better. It feels more intimate. It feels like you know them a little bit more. And sometimes you do.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes you actually know them.
And then I'm out here just trying to get my pussy, you know what I'm saying?
No, I was trying to think because I'm like, you know.
Should I lick her pussy?
I
don't know. Should I lick her pussy?
How do you then like be a girlfriend to someone who has that access to someone who's like obviously this person on the internet who they built this fantasy around? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, look.
I'm the girl who's like, are we going to hang out? You're already like
as I'm thinking about it, like I just started seeing this chick and I feel like I should delete my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Like any of the ones that
Karen's
ethical.
Gonna be mad if you do.
It's like the same as deleting dating. Yeah, right. It's like the same as deleting dating apps. I think.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I agree. If you're following a chick's OnlyFans, that's kind of wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I would understand why if I had a girlfriend, why she'd be mad.
Yes. Okay.
About following some chick's OnlyFans.
So you gotta tell her that you found a girl on OnlyFans?
No.
Delete
this OnlyFans.
Yeah.
This segment never happened.
Just tell her, look, I bought the year subscription. I got four months left.
It's a sunk cost.
I already canceled
well.
It, but I got the last four months for free.
That is true.
Anyway, sorry for diverting.
It was cheaper to buy the year subscription.
Usually it is.
And I just did it to support, but now I'm dating you, but it's gonna run out in a few months.
Yeah, just use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jelly of the month.
I watched with my son a couple nights ago the new Buzz Lightyear movie. Zach, have you seen it?
Thoughts? I heard it was horrible. But also it's a kid's movie, so.
I'm just impressed with like anything. Like I'm just going like, people are like, oh, it's terrible. I'm like, it's fucking, you know, look what they did. It's like Buzz Lightyear's moving around. That's fucking wild. Like, even just that, like, that much is enough for me.
Right.
Where I'm like, you know, if I try to put together a movie, if you give me all the resources that Pixar had, everything, like, dude, you're in charge of this, get it done, I wouldn't have done as good of a job as Pixar.
You and Ralph as talking dogs whose legs don't move.
Yeah, but were you high when you watched it?
I'm always high, Jim.
Okay, yeah. So it makes it a lot better.
It wasn't good, but it wasn't as bad as everyone was saying it is. But the woke, you know, the really every fucking movie, they have to like have this angle of like, there has to be a woke angle.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I guess at this point I'm rolling my eyes less to it. So it's working, right? They're sort of like indoctrinating everyone into this new world of everybody's gay and everybody's in a mixed race relationship. And it's just not really representative of what is happening in the world. Not everybody's gay. There's not a trans person in every fucking group. It's just, it's rare. Really? It's rare.
One here. Yeah.
And we
guess
already...
who it is. It's like mafia. Are you the trans person?
Yeah.
Mafia's the best
game. It gets a little annoying. It's like, you know, it's not happening everywhere. Everyone accepts it. Everyone knows what they can.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody's going to beat the person up. Everyone knows they're going to go to jail if they do. You tell your kids, hey, be nice to that person if someone's gay or transgender. Other than that, that's you did your job.
If your son was gay or transgender, would it? Because you're old school. How old are you?
I'd beat him.
You'd beat the fucking shit out of him.
I'm allowed to beat my own son if he's transgender. Course, I just won't beat anybody else.
Would you, if your son came to you right now and said, "Hey, Dad, you know, I want to be a girl," like, and I mean, I would have like this is a fake, sure. Like, you
I tell
be-
him, I said, "Listen, wait, you're gonna wait till like at least 18, to make that decision to change."
Yeah.
I go suck a dick and tell me how it was and come back to me and tell me.
Let me know.
You're probably
that's
not
a progressive
like it.
Fucking answer.
You're probably not going to like it, and the guy's going to make you swallow it. And
it's going to be weird.
And then
you're
going
to try to come up. He's going to push your head back
down.
Head down.
Yeah. He's going to say, "Good girl."
And then he's going to look. Then he's going to look at his phone and go, "Oh shit, I got to go. I got something going on.
Right.
I got to get home. My mom's sick."
Oh yeah.
And he's going to leave you. So and then you'll be back to women by next week.
A week. But then a woman will do the same thing, and then he'll go back to men.
Exactly.
It's true.
Grass is always greener. The bush is always greener.
I mean, I wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't believe me.
I'm like, dude, what are you watching? What the fuck is your mother?
That's how we know he's really a woman. You don't believe him.
You know what he's watching? Buzz Lightyear.
It's like,
that's where he got the ideas.
What are you possibly watching that's making you want to be a fucking woman right now? This is a crazy
Pixar movie.
A crazy thing to be. But this is like, you know, there's not a trans in the Pixar movie, but that's coming. That's coming. What do you think will be the first trans character in a Disney movie? Yeah, a trans. Is that not proper?
Listen, I don't want to. Potato, potato. Tomato, tomato. Know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think it'll be coming soon. I think within 2 years.
The first trans Disney.
I think within a year.
Character will be happening soon, or has it already happened, Shannon?
I don't think so.
Isn't there a trans? There's a couple.
I know you
superheroes.
In Disney World. You weren't supposed to say Mr. or Mrs.
Superhero?
To greet people, or something.
Oh, you're not now.
Yeah, like the people that greet you at Disney World.
Really?
They cut that, because they didn't want to offend anybody in case they were something else.
Didn't they remove Rosita from Sesame Place?
Oh yeah, I saw something that looked like
they did.
So Rosita was the one that so it was these little black kids at Sesame Place, and Rosita characters like saying hi to everyone. It's just it's the perspective. It's really funny. Like the little black kids, like the camera's behind their head, and you just see them kind of like trying to reach out for Rosita, and she just ignores them and goes hugs these little white kids.
Really?
Yes.
They took her off.
They removed the character from Sesame Place. Now they've removed the only Latina character in Sesame Place because. The fucking dumb actor couldn't see in her peripherals or whatever
I saw somebody had a different angle of it. There was a lady behind those black kids trying to get Rosita to hold her baby.
Okay.
And they have a policy at Sesame Place. You're not allowed to hold anybody's kids if you're in the costume in case you fucking like drop it or something.
Yeah.
So that's what actually happened is somebody was trying to get a picture of their baby and she walked away from them. But from the angle, it looked like she was ignoring the black kids who wanted a hug.
Hmm.
Yeah, and so now they remove the character, which is just hilarious to me.
Wow.
But regardless, in the Buzz Lightyear movie, it was... So the whole premise of the movie, and I kind of liked it. It opens up and it says, you know, in 1995, little Andy whatever received a Buzz Lightyear toy for his birthday, right? And then it goes, this was the movie that that toy was based on. And you're supposed to be watching the Buzz Lightyear movie that Andy, you know, got the toy for, right? So that's the idea. But in 1995, there was the fucking lesbian main character. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. I'm sorry. Don't
no,
look at me like
I mean,
that,
while,
Maddie.
No, I
it's
think
true.
While that was happening in Andy's household, everyone was screaming at Ellen for being gay. Literally that same year.
Well, remember,
so,
Roseanne kissed the woman in an episode that year, and it was big. It was like news, dude.
Dude, they were like, kill the beast.
Yes.
Right. And then Ellen and Anne Heche, who just died, they went to the White House dinner, correspondence dinner together as a couple, and that
and
was
people
a big
were like,
deal.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, but yeah, that was a little bit just unrealistic. And then, so in the movie, you know, the his partner's a black chick.
Podcasting while doing a blowtorch.
What?
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What? I'm taking a dab. You want a dab, Maddie?
No, I'm good. I'm pretty high.
Was it too much last time?
No, it was awesome. Okay. I had a great time.
So the main character, the sidekick is a black woman who's a lesbian. And, you know, it just made me long for the days where we would have all white casts. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
As a little brown boy, I would look at these casts and was like, I would have something to fucking strive for.
Right.
Being whiter.
Right. Now no one's motivated. Nobody wants to work. Exactly, Kim Kardashian said it herself.
Well, you see, there's a show on Amazon Prime called The Terminal List. The critics hated it.
It's all Bobby and his friends.
It's like this war thing. He was a soldier, and the government fucked him over. It's a great series.
Yeah,
he just exact revenge on everybody. But it's not. There's no transgender. There's no gays. There's like one black guy, and the critics hate it because it's not woke enough.
Yeah,
but it's like the number two show, streaming show besides Stranger Things. It's huge. It's a great show.
I'm definitely going to check that out.
They gave it like zero stars, one star, all because of that shit. Even the Top Gun movie.
They got a gun to the head. I liked
that. I know. People went back at that. What they figured they were saying that wasn't woke enough either.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was great. It doesn't matter.
John Leguizamo just was going viral because he's complaining about James Franco being cast as
the Spanish guy, right?
Castro in the Castro movie.
Because he didn't get the role.
Yeah, which is also, I mean, John Leguizamo has played a fucking drag
Italian
queen,
plumber.
An Italian plumber, a French midget.
Right.
I mean, the amount of roles that this guy takes that are not...
Me and Spawn.
Yeah, a giant fat person.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there? Are you soldering?
I'm trying to light this, but I think my blowtorch is not hot enough, so I'm not getting it hot enough for my dab, Jim. This is the new
can
way
you,
that people
can you do my
shit.
Creme brulee for me, too?
It smells like shop class in here. Shop class and weed.
I feel like I'm at Bosie's.
I mean, that is a thing. Like, different people, like, differently abled people don't want people playing them. Like, I have a friend who's a little person who hates Gary Oldman because Gary Oldman played a little person in a movie.
What movie?
I can't remember what it's called. But he plays... Like, he plays the father. It's like a whole family of midgets, and he's the dad.
Okay.
How do you think Stephen Hawking feels?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the reality is that differently abled people are not good at acting. And if they'd get better at acting, we'd give them starring roles. That's just the truth.
Tiptoes?
What'd you say?
Tiptoes? Is that the movie?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so John Leguizamo also, like, I just can't listen to fucking Hollywood elite. We're talking about John Leguizamo is worth tens of millions of dollars at this point. He's got so much money. I can't listen to your plight, John Leguizamo. Mm-hmm. Your life rules. You got it all already, dude. Like, you're not being left out on anything. And he keeps on mentioning, like, Marvel movies have no Latinos. Like, he's angling for a fucking Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. This is some Hollywood climber shit. And he's pretending that he gives a fuck about, like, anybody else but himself. Anybody else but
because
himself.
He sees the transgender, the gays, the blacks getting a lot of roles, so now he's pushing for the Latinos. Right.
Latinos.
What about the Latinos?
We are the last ones to, because honestly, we're all fucking we're working double shifts. We don't complain, dude. We're busy as fuck.
I know.
We just don't, dude.
They'd be doing Grubhub deliveries. We don't have time to be in movies.
Yeah, it's a crazy way. Latinos are the last ones, and I think that's why we're also. People are like, oh, dude, you know, white, you know, Latinos are racist, too. Like, we have, like, a reputation now as being sort of, like, the next whites. They sort of push us into the white category. But it's because we don't complain about what we don't have because we would just rather work for what we have. That's a Latino fucking way. When you talk to Puerto Ricans, when you talk to Mexicans. My brother-in-law is Mexican. This guy works harder than anybody I've ever met in my entire life with no ego, without anything, dude.
None. Yeah. My BFF is Puerto Rican. None.
Dude. Just fucking wants to work. Wants to make money. Wants to fucking just... You know, you play your cards. Yeah. Whatever card is dealt to you, you fucking play your card and you go and figure out a way to win.
Yeah.
And it's not, you don't complain about the cards.
And you just tell yourself, I never want to live in Section 8 again.
Exactly.
That's where the motive comes from.
Section Ocho.
Ocho.
So, yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Let's go. I'm starving right now. So, why don't we do another? What you snacking on?
What are you snacking on?
Oh my gosh. I've never done this one.
What you snacking on? Maddie?
I don't know. Cock? What?
Well, come on now. I don't know. What are you snacking on right now? Give us a recommendation.
Lately?
What, something that people would want to snack on. Maybe some a restaurant you've eaten at. Maybe it's just a snack you have at home.
Okay.
Something new that you tried. Something that you're like, this is fucking great.
Got it. Listen, I just spent a weekend in Canada, and I like the snacks that they have.
Poutine. Smoked meat sandwiches.
We're not even talking just snacks.
A snack can be anything you want.
Anything.
Well, anything that you're putting into that tight mouth.
Not much can fit.
That sounds horrible. Just your teeth shaving the top and bottom.
Just put a needle in there. When I went to Canada, I had ketchup chips, and I like them a
ketchup
lot because I'm a freak of nature.
I think they have ketchup chips here as well, by the way.
But in Canada, it's like every store. Ooh, you know what I mean? It's just like a mainstay there.
Can we get Maddie some ketchup chips the next time she comes into studio? Because that's a solid little thoughtful gift right there.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah, next time you're here, we got you ketchup chips.
Okay.
So you love them.
I like them a lot. I'm a big Bloody Mary kind of gal, micheladas. Oh,
so really the tomato, throw a tomato into anything and you love it.
Throw a tomato on me while I'm on stage. I'm like, thanks, I like them.
You do like you grab a bite, take a bite of it, throw it back out to the crowd.
Yeah.
Would you take a tomato, put salt on it, take a bite out of a big ripe tomato?
Easily.
One of my favorite things.
Heirloom in the summer.
Yeah.
No, you're from Buffalo. Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Is that like your thing?
That's like not even what I'm snacking on. That's just like every.
But so,
you know,
you're an
always.
Expert on it. You can. Have here in New York and go to these stony.
I know
prepare.
A good wing.
Do when people like the drumsticks over the flats, do you think they're basic bitches? Because that's what I think.
I like the flats.
I
love
flats
a drum,
too.
Don't get me wrong, but flats are just like, oh,
yeah.
I'm going to nut.
They're great. Whatever it is, you just.
If you like drumsticks more, like you're just wrong.
Yeah, it's a weird
it's
thing.
It's like beef jerky on
its
bone.
It's a dumb person.
Yeah, you're dumb.
Like a stupid people like the drums more. No offense. I can tell that he likes the drums more.
My kid likes the flats. I'm like, good, eat them. I don't want to
fucking
touch
them. I should have asked everyone first before I declared that people like drums are retarded.
I got really offended.
You live in Section 8 and your mom's a prostitute.
I'm sorry, Jim. Yeah. I didn't know how you felt about the drums and the flats.
Oh, I mean, we didn't know.
I took that personally.
Zach,
fuck, that
drums
hurts.
Or flats?
Flats.
Flats, of course.
Or
but the big deal is...
Blue cheese or ranch? Oh, is that what you're going to say?
Blue cheese.
Oh, blue cheese, obviously. Both. Is that what you're going to ask?
I asked for one of each.
Oh.
And I go bang, bang.
The real move with wings in Buffalo is to get them char-grilled.
Oh my God,
see,
char-grilled
I want some wings right now.
I know.
I'm dying for some
you know what char-grilled is?
Wing?
No.
Yeah. That's where they do it
they
in the fryer.
Then
put it on the grill so it's got grill marks on it. It's fucking sick. It takes like another 10 minutes.
Don't tell me what you're snacking on.
It's
not a great segment.
It's out of this world.
This is a great segment on a show. Look, everyone's very excited about food right now.
I know.
Everyone's getting hungry for lunch. Jim, what are you snacking on?
I had Pringles the other day.
Okay.
I haven't had them in years.
Yeah.
They were good.
I don't really like them.
Wow.
I always think I will, and then I'm like, ugh, this gives
it's
me
like,
nothing.
Yeah, it's like potato chips just blow them out of the water, but they were like, when I was a kid, that was a big thing, and
they
I saw a can.
Sometimes.
I'm like, I'm going to try them. And
yeah, when
kind?
I was a kid, I would take the Pringle, pepperoni pizza, pretzel, Pringle. Whoa.
Now you got to go plain.
Plain?
No way.
You had a regular.
Jim, come on.
No
they
way.
Pringle?
Pepperoni
no, you
gotta
go
pizza,
regular.
Pretzel.
Old school Pringle.
With a pretzel.
Pepperoni. Pretzel?
With a pretzel, yeah. With the salt on the outside.
See, that's a combo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of combos.
Yeah, you're thinking of combos.
You're thinking of combos.
I'm thinking of combos the whole time.
Yeah, that's how much I snack. I'm like, that's a combo too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never heard of
that. You're a different page than us.
A pretzel, Pringle?
Yeah, I was going with that. No, Pringles is the long
I'm doing the fat math on it going, how do I not know about pretzel Pringles?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, did I miss the limited edition?
I got to go.
I thought they were.
They're going to take my card away.
I literally just panicked.
I thought they ruined Pringles like they ruined popcorn now with lime and fucking black pepper.
So
and
you don't like what they do with popcorn.
No,
you're
I just want a plain.
Bare bones kind of guy.
Bare bones.
Plain lays.
How do you feel? How do you feel about
popcorn, but plain? No,
but plain potato chips. I mean,
yeah,
yeah.
How do you feel about kettle corn?
Obsessed.
Nah, I mean it's okay.
A little sweet, a little savory, a little salty.
It's okay.
I'll get the huge like body pillow size, eat the whole thing. 2 a.m. You're
Maddie's
surrounded. Yeah, I'm like, I love you.
Yeah, dude. I enjoy.
I got a whirly popper. I pop my own.
You got a whirly
really?
Popper.
Yeah, you know the old handle and shit like that. It's phenomenal.
Those are
you're
cool.
You're really aging yourself.
You're a good dad.
That's my no. It's just for me. It's not for my kid.
Oh. Fuck him. He doesn't touch my popcorn.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
I always, a little tranny.
I give him. Yeah, I'm like, look,
I'll beat you.
Go eat some dick. I'm having my popcorn.
Yeah, let me
go
know
suck
how it
a
was.
Dick. Dad's gonna eat the popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Pringles. That's a good
Pringles.
One.
Pringles. I mean, that's, you know, that's not a very unique thing to be snacking on, Jim.
What do you want?
Have you snacked on anything? What's the last weird? What's the last weird thing you ate?
Pussy.
Zach, what you snacking on?
Oh, dude, I have a chip I want to recommend.
Ooh, we're ready.
Kettle Brand.
Okay.
Kettle Brand. Pull it up, by the way. Can we get some visuals as well here? Come on, guys. The
Kettle Brand, yeah. Crinkle Cut, sea salt, and truffle oil.
Those are fucking fire.
See, dude, I found Maddie's segment. You start talking chips with Maddie Smith.
If you do the segment every time I'm on, I could go for hours.
It's fucking sick.
It's so good. That truffle flavor.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I didn't think I was going to like it. They're
truffles also, just like the drums with wings, if you're a fan of truffle and you declare that, that's some basic bitch shit.
Oh, yeah, but I'll eat it. But I will never really be like, I love truffle, but I will fucking eat that.
Truffle and sea salt.
Yeah, they're really sick, dude.
They hit the spot.
They do. Yeah, I, sure.
I've been on a big hot honey kick, too.
Hot honey.
Oh, my God. When you go to a restaurant and they have pizza and it has hot honey on it, fuck me up.
What am I snacking on? What have I been snacking on? What have I been snacking on? Nothing. Because
Costa Rica? There was nothing in Costa Rica.
Yeah, what was there?
It was good food in Costa Rica, but it was like, you know, there's meat, there's rice, there's beans. That's just variations on that. There wasn't much unique about it. You know, if you've eaten like Puerto Rican food or Dominican food, it's, you know, another variation on that. Plantains, all that shit. Then in Vegas, I went to some nice restaurants. I went to Sushi Samba, which is one of my favorite restaurants in Vegas, a Portuguese themed. Portuguese and Japanese themed sushi restaurant.
So what kind of rolls did they have?
They got it all. I ordered the things that they're like, you know, specialty things is the Wagyu beef. They give you like a hot rock. It's like 600 degrees. And you put the beef right on the rock and you cook it right at the table and you fucking...
Nice.
Phenomenal.
I love a Wagyu.
Yeah, dude. We go to Skankfest. Yeah. We're all getting in a day earlier. We're going to fucking do a few nice like restaurants and go out and gamble. Did you ever gamble, Maddie?
Barely. My last gambling, I was out with Theo Vaughn on the road, and we went to a casino, and he just gave us each $300 to play with. And
I will never be bringing Maddie on the road. Just to play with each of you $300?
Yeah.
That's the end. We had a good weekend bonus you'd be getting from me.
helping you sell the merchandise.
We crushed it this weekend. You know what, Maddie? Here's $250 extra on top of the club
page. Thank you. I barely broke even. I appreciate
$375.
Yeah.
His $250 and a wrap shirt.
And a weed pen. But he gave us money, and I just, because it wasn't my money, I fucking put it all in. And then,
one hand.
And then I just made $300 back, so I made no money. Well, you know what I mean? And then I had $300.
You broke even.
Yeah.
You broke even. No.
I just walked away with $300.
Because you gave
Because I put it all in, and then my coins added up to $300. Do you know what I mean? I was playing blackjack.
Oh, you were playing blackjack?
Yeah.
And then you played for a while.
I put, I just kept putting bigger amounts in. Yeah.
She got $300 worth of chips.
And then she So I played, but I didn't make
anything.
You played
for a while, or did you play one hand?
No, I played for a while.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So you broke even.
Yeah. So I'll gamble if it's just like kind of fun. And
If some guy gives you the money.
Gives me money.
Of course. Well, no, you have to go and do it. Like, assume you're going to lose. And then if you break even, or
you have like.
If I lose less than $100, if I'm playing blackjack all night, I feel like I've won.
Totally.
Right? Like that's like, you know, you're drinking drinks, you're talking shit with friends. Also, there's a camaraderie at the table with blackjack, which makes it really fun. If you go with like one or two people, that's cool, right? But even if you go by yourself, I'm the catalyst of fun at any one of my blackjack tables. That's right, Zach, the catalyst of fun. That's me. And what I do is I'll bust the balls of the dealer.
Me too, yeah.
I get everyone like going. We try to fuck it. I pump everyone up. I try to make it a fun environment. If that's not I move to a different table.
But now what if there's one guy not playing along, like not playing right?
That's okay.
Because there's always guy at the blackjack table hitting on a certain card when he shouldn't be.
Right.
Do you yell at him like a guy you don't know?
No, I wouldn't yell at him, but you start making little passive aggressive comments. You start being like, nobody would have done that.
Right.
That's weird that you would do. That's okay. You know, we all just lost, but that's okay.
Yeah. Right.
Whatever you're doing is okay, you know.
Yeah.
But you can't yell.
No.
I like to hang out at the table and watch. I'll get the free drinks.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's a big gambler. He hates when I'm there because I'm always in his ear. I'm like, nobody's ever bought a mansion gambling. Give me a fucking leave me alone. I'm always in it. Yeah. I go, I've never been in a mansion. How do you afford this? I was gambling in Atlantic City. He's like, I want to have fun. Get the fuck away from
fuck
me.
Fuck you, Jim.
Like, give me one more drink and then I'll move away.
I can't. Yeah, no, it's you can't, if you're going into it with this, especially a game like blackjack, where you're like, I'm going to make money. That's no crazy. Way. Guys that play poker can make money. Like guys that know how to play poker, they win.
Yeah.
Right? They win. Like, you know, when we play poker, even with like the, you know, the people here, the Gas Digital people, which we got to do another poker night, Shannon. It's so much fun. Natalie came last time to the poker night. Let's pick a date next week. Let's go. I'm in town. Let's go. We'll go to my house. I could have a
sounds fun
table. Let's go. But when we play with like Harrington, mm-hmm. he wins every time.
Really?
Like he plays poker. Like he it's not even so much that he's good. None of us really are good at all.
He plays a lot.
He plays a lot.
More strategy. Yes. At it, and you're just like vibing out.
Yeah, we're just trying to fucking chill, and he's like going into it to win, and he wins every fucking time. It's infuriating.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I played like Texas Hold'em one time, but everyone was taking it too serious. So I'm like, what are we doing?
I know.
And it takes too long. And if you're not serious and fucking around.
I know. That's why I don't play poker. Yeah, I'm everyone like, come will be on. Like, no, dude.
Well, that's it. The difference between blackjack and poker. Poker is like people are trying to make money. Blackjack, people are trying to play. People are just trying to have a good time and play. I don't, you know, you can, there's ways to quote unquote count cards. And, you know, I read that book, Bringing Down the House, which is a great fucking book. If you ever want to get like pumped to go to Vegas, I'm going to recommend everyone read this book before they go to Vegas.
Or watch Molly's Game.
Dude, it will make you think you can count cards because they teach you in the book how to count cards. They teach you like the strategy and how they do it. They would do it with the book is about a card counting team from MIT. I mean, it's a true story.
They did a movie on it, 21.
Did a movie, 21, but it's based off this book. The book is 100 times better. It was Kevin Spacey and Ashton Kutcher, I believe, in the movie. But the book was fucking awesome. The book was really, really intricate. And they would, this is a true story, they would have these college students, like this teacher was like, oh, we're going to have a math team, right? And they showed up and they're like, this is actually a card counting team and the school's not cool with it. So just so you guys know, like, do you want to be part of it? Come be a part of it. We're going to, they do these fake games and they would all practice. Right. They'd have teams and then they would actually go to casinos. The top kids in like these like brilliant fucking mathematicians, they would go to Vegas, they would go to Atlantic City, they would go to these river cruises, they would go all over the place. And in a night, make like $250,000.
Jeez.
And just take the place, like six of them, or not even, like maybe like three or four of them would be on a team. And they teach you the intricacies of card counting and how they do it. You understand what it is. There's a, you know, it's, and it's really, really cool, but it will trick you into believing that you can do it. Cause I'm at the table now. When I'm doing it, I'm like, yep, lots of high cards are in there right now. Let me start button heavy, baby.
Flips over a two.
Yeah, it ain't happening. But it is a great book if you want to get motivated to go.
I have a stupid question.
Please.
Is that illegal, card counting?
No.
Oh, I thought people watched for like that kind
of
behavior.
So they do, they'll kick you out. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed.
Okay.
So you're not allowed to work in a team. You're not allowed to. But if you're by yourself just trying to like do the math, like, it's based off of low cards and high cards being in the deck, right? So when there's more high cards in the deck, it's more, the probability of the dealer busting is that much more. So when you know there's a lot of high cards in the deck, you start betting heavy.
Yeah.
So the team, what it would do is they'd have somebody just doing like, you know, minimum bets a whole night, cheap bets a whole night, and they're counting up and down. So anything below like an eight was like a minus one. Anything above an eight was a plus one. Mm-hmm. So they were just going plus one, minus one, plus one with all the cards that are coming out on the table. And when it gets to a certain number, they know the deck's hot with a lot of high cards in it. And then another guy would come in and start betting heavy, like 10 bets in a row, like huge bets. And then they'd fucking walk away. But the casinos will beat the shit out of you. They'll ban you from the casinos. They're like a lot of them were mob connected, especially back in the day. But a pretty cool book overall, and it's a true story, which I always appreciate.
Fuck that. I want to do Molly and just play penny slots all night.
See, I want to smoke a ciggy next to a person in a wheelchair.
Dude, I want to hang out with a bunch of smoking Asians. That's all.
I wonder if
Asian I like to play this
pounding six.
I like to play the slots that are like Choi's Kingdom. Like it's all like.
I took probably acid before at Mohegan Sun and mushrooms for sure. And I had a good time, Mohegan Sun. It's a lot though, like because when you're on acid or mushroom, because you guys haven't done hallucinogens, you think you're gonna want to be in like a laser show, right? Or like, oh, I'm gonna go see like a concert with this crazy. Like, very often that's too overwhelming. Mm-hmm. If you're on mushrooms or acid, for me anyway, I like to be with like two or three friends at the most, right? Small group of people, most of the time indoors, and I'll get lost in like the wood. Like I'll just be staring at this table and it'll just start to like, it'll open up and I'll be like in the grains and I'm like on this journey in the wood, and like 15 minutes later I look up and I'm just like in a whole new fucking world. It has nothing to do with bright lights or colors or music that's playing. Very often it's just the birds in the background, and then there's like wishing sounds in your ears, and like that, it's a very like a big sensory overload. So you don't need like the craziness of Vegas.
Well, that's like Molly. Molly's better in a club around people, light show and all that shit. Do you want to fuck on mushrooms or no?
No, you think you do. Or for me, I think it's different for everybody, right? So I think it's also depending on what your setting is, what your mindset is going into it, where you're at. Like if you're with a new chick that you're really attracted to, it might exemplify that. Like you might, or it might highlight how attracted you are to her. You're like, oh, she's really beautiful and she's very sensual. My dick just turns into a fucking little worm when I'm on mushrooms. Like it can't, there's no blood flowing to it. It's just like, I've tried to hook up on mushrooms a few times, and it's just like, and then in the middle of it, I'm like, you know, we're not going to do this. Let's fucking look at the table.
Totally. Yeah. I don't think I would fuck on mushrooms.
No, it's not a horny drug. Even Molly's not really a horny drug. You just bang until you can't. I don't orgasm ever. You just keep on banging.
Yeah, drugs in general. Well, weed is fine.
Yeah.
Even alcohol, my pussy dries the fuck up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, alcohol can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How am I going to get her in bed unless she's drunk? You know.
But that's the thing.
You know.
Just have to have some.
It's a double edged sword.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Snatch 22.
Yeah, but when you guys, if you guys do mushrooms or acid the first time, I mean, I get, you know, if you do a one little fucking
a little taste, see how it feels.
You'll be fine. Yeah. Walking around the casinos, it'll be fucking like wow.
Yeah.
It'll be really fun. You've been to Vegas a bunch, right, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite casino?
I don't know. I haven't been in a strip while. You know, Tommy has that room. It's the Plaza downtown.
Yeah, Plaza.
And then I like the whole old school. What's it called again?
Fremont Street.
Yeah, Fremont Street. I like it there more than the regular strip. It's all families and just
It's a little
crap,
too.
So. It's too high end too.
Yeah, it's too. High end is a great word for it. It's
Disneyfied.
It's clean. Right. Everything is like just like kind of like big and. Downtown, it's trashy. It feels like when you watch like the old Vegas movies, you watch Casino or you watch like any movie about Las Vegas, that is what it feels like. It feels like it should be a little bit dangerous.
The Hard Rock used to be good when it was there. I don't know. I think someone bought it.
Virgin now.
Yeah, Virgin. Yeah. The Hard Rock was good back in the day.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Hard Rock. That's where I fought Ryan O'Neal at Ellis Mania. Yeah.
The Cooler is a great Vegas movie too.
Yeah, what's the best Vegas movie? I've never seen what's it called, the Johnny Depp one? What's it called?
Fear and Loathing.
Fear and Loathing.
You should watch it wearing that outfit.
I wear the glasses. I wear the outfit.
Yeah, it's just a documentary about you.
Yes.
I don't know. The Hangover is funny.
Yeah, The Hangover is a good one.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Austin Powers when they take the double decker. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burt Bacharach. That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what make that happen.
There was a movie, Very Bad Things, that The Hangover.
I love
basically,
that.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
The Hangover
so dark
stole
and funny.
From that movie.
Yeah.
Basically, they go to a bachelor party.
Jeremy
Vegas.
Piven.
Oh.
Jeremy Piven's in it. Yeah. Christian Slater. Very
What's that
bad.
One
and they kill a
very
hooker.
Bad things.
They kill a hooker by accident.
Yeah.
He's banging her against. He's banging her against the wall, and then he realizes that the coat hook was in the back of her skull, and then she's like hanging on the back of the wall. It's fucked up. Really fucked up movie, but really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the other one with Vince Vaughn and
Swingers?
Is that is that Vegas?
That's L.A. I think and Vegas. That was a little too cool for the room kind of thing.
Yeah,
with the little baby and
Mars Attacks. I watched when I was in Vegas last time.
Showgirls.
I saw that in a movie theater.
You did?
Yeah, I had to.
When she fucking rides him and he comes,
and she's like riding his like sternum.
He's like,
because there was an unrated version that got released too. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I got to go see that.
Yeah. These are all.
Leaving Las Vegas
movies.
Is great.
Casino, in my opinion, is the best Vegas movie out of all of them. Casino's just fucking really hits.
I'm going to watch all of these before.
Las Vegas Vacation, right? There's a lot of fucking.
Vegas Vacation stinks.
Rat Race.
Yeah.
One of the leprechauns is in Vegas.
Hmm.
I think it's two or three.
Movie set in Las Vegas. Not
the original Ocean's
Vegas.
11, I like that.
Yeah.
The remakes, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, the original Ocean's 11.
The original Ocean's 11 with Dean Martin and shit like that.
Really?
That one right
Yeah, because it's something like Brad Pitt and George Clooney. It's like, all right.
I mean,
you know, I remember the previews.
Two of the greatest actors of our time. Yeah, come on.
All right. I just remember a preview to like, you know, George Clooney was like, Brad, you in or you're out? And they cut. I'm like, I have a feeling he might be in. I have a feeling that Brad Pitt's going to be in or he's not going to be in. He's just going to be in the first the 3 minutes of the movie. I'm out. And then you never see him again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Ooh, what suspense? Are you in or out?
1960 was the original Ocean's 11.
That's fucking great.
But when that's done right, the switcheroo like that, it's so fucking funny. Like in MacGruber. Did you see MacGruber?
No.
Dude, he puts together a team like to be counter-terrorists, and it's all wrestlers. It's all like Mark Henry, Chris Jericho. And you're like, wow, this movie's going to be badass. And they pull something that's so fucking sick. He accidentally blows up the van they're all in as they're about to go. It's so fucking funny. Or like even in Deadpool, Brad Pitt was in it for like a second. He was the invisible guy.
Right.
I love when they do switcheroos like that. Yeah, you think the famous person's going to stick around?
Right.
It's very funny.
Yeah. That's usually just like a famous person being a fan of like the, or doing it as like a favor.
Quick cameo.
Yeah.
Or what's the guy that was the director in Tropic Thunder, Steve Coogan, when he steps on the fucking landmine and you think he's going to be the main character of the movie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
They try to get me, there's this new thing they tried to fucking get me to sign up for. And it's essentially like a masterclass meets Cameo. That's how they described it. So essentially they were like, hey, we know you're a master comedian. Would you like to, you know, sign up for this thing so young comedians can pay me to give them advice? Oh, I want to sign up for it and just give them terrible advice.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible advice.
Like, first of all, go into a podcast. Say the N-word. Mm-hmm. First thing you got to do.
I know.
Next up, introduce yourself right to the booker of the Comedy Cellar. Hi.
What you got to do is you have to go in and say, I saw your lineup. These people stink.
Yeah.
Put me on.
Yeah. Actually, just go on.
Yeah. Just grab the microphone.
Tell the host you're next. Yeah. Do that. What else?
Dude. I think the... I do you do Cameo, Jim?
Yeah. Reluctantly. I'm going to get rid of it.
Dude, I got deactivated because it notifies you and then you forget.
Yeah.
And they're like, you got 2 hours. And I'm like, I don't care.
They're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't send you alerts or something. Like, it's embarrassing. I feel bad doing it. I feel dirty.
I hate it. But did you see how I asked you guys first?
Yeah.
Because I was going to start trashing it.
You could trash all you want.
He didn't want to flat drum this one.
No, that'd be crazy.
I set it at $50 and then I'm like, now it's at $100. I go, if people want to pay $100 because I up it so I get less because I didn't want to.
Yeah,
I'm about 2 days away from deleting it.
It's embarrassing.
It's bad. You know what it is?
Both are embarrassing because you'll see like low level comics charging like $100, and you're like, oh, that's embarrassing. Well, or then you'll see people that shouldn't be doing it and they're charging like $30. It's like, brother, do you need 30 that bad?
And they take 25%,
right?
And then if they sign up on like a, if it's not at the website or something through the app, then they take another like 15%. So you're only getting 60% of the money.
I know someone who made one. They didn't like it, and they asked him to redo it. And he was, you can like do re, you can get like a.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working for you for $40.
No.
So here's the thing: we live in a society now, as an entertainer, where we have to constantly thinking about monetization, right, and making money off the things that we do, and we all started doing what we did. Without really worrying about monetization. In comedy, it's built in, like the first few years, like the payoff is just stage time and getting laughs and just getting another opportunity. And you're like, just breaking even on a road gig. You're like, this is fucking great. You love it in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm. And then last podcast, loved it in the beginning. Now I'm still not kidding.
But no, the reality is like now, like everything, like I think if you're leading with monetization, right? And that's what Cameo is. They're like, pay me to fucking interact with you. It's almost my problem with Patreon, right? It's my issue with it because it's like sign up for my Patreon and get this content. It's too direct. Like, give me money for this content. We all started creating content because we loved creating content, and people fell in love with the content that we were creating because they were able to find it on YouTube or find it on iTunes or find it wherever else. But we start leading with pay me, and I just feel like it ends up sort of. If you're leading with pay me, I feel like you're not leading with creating the best content possible.
Agreed.
I think you're just sort of saying, oh, I'm trying to make some fucking money. I got to pay my rent this month. I got to do this. And I think if you just make the best content possible, you will eventually get paid for it. I think that it's just, it is forcing people to sort of do it backwards. And you do see it all the time. People on Cameo that you're like, who the fuck would pay you for a message? It's absolutely crazy. But we have this culture where every entertainer, they go, well, I got to have a Patreon. I got to have a cameo. I got to have this. I got to make sure that I have money coming in through this. And I'm not saying, like, obviously I'm worried about making money always, you know, but I do feel like it just sort of ruins. It isn't the idea of why we all got into comedy.
Well, it's different for comic. Like, for comics is one thing, but like if you're somebody that was like on The Office and you're not performing live, I could see that being a very viable way to make a living.
I would rather have someone buy tickets to my show.
But if I'm saying if you're not a performer,
come say hi after the show.
Yeah.
For people that are like people that don't do live performances, it's different.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah. Like I will interact with people just in general. You know, if you want me to if you want me to the people do this all the time after shows. They're like, dude, my buddy couldn't be here. Can you say something? They take a video.
Yeah.
Done.
All the time. It's crazy. And every show that I do, I hang out afterwards and I try to shake hands with anybody who wants to come up to me, try to take a picture. I don't charge a fucking VIP ticket in order to do that. You don't have to pay for a meet and greet. I think these are the things that, like, we think about how it's kind of like, where have we gotten to the point where we're going to charge people to come and say hello to us? Think about that. Like, where are our egos at? Where, and it's not even our egos. Mm-hmm. It's really just like a desperate plea for fucking cash. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, I just don't do it. And you see the comics that they charge an extra $100 for a meet and greet, you know, I guess if you're so big where you just don't have time to meet 3,000, like Rogan can't come out and meet everybody.
Right.
Simple as that. It just ain't going to happen, you know?
Well, if you're that big, that's just
it's a little bit of a different thing.
Entity,
it's a time thing.
Yeah.
But I still feel like there's just something that's not this. Comedy is a punk rock thing, dude. It's a one man sport. It was not sexy. Nobody was trying to get rich in the beginning. When you started, Jim, you were trying to get rich, dude. Your goal was to probably just make a little enough to get by. And they were like, dude, I'm living my dream. I'm telling jokes.
I was making $300 a week. I'm like, I made it.
Yes,
I was living at home. I'm
so
like,
happy.
This is awesome.
At 3 years in, I'm like, I made it. This is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It was the best time of my career. When I was coming up, just doing gigs with friends.
Making a little bit of cash.
A little bit of cash.
And you're like, wow, dude, like, it just, you, and it was just because you just wanted to be funny. The only thing we cared about was being as funny as possible, making your friends laugh. The experience of going on the road was enough. Like, just like, dude, I'm going to go out and I'm going to make $100 to make these strangers laugh. I should be paying them. That was the attitude, you know?
Yep.
And we get away from that as we grow. And I feel like the middle, where like the people that are sort of like where you should be struggling, you know, that was the worst time in comedy, where you're in the 5 to 10 year mark where your friends are all starting to get shit, everyone's getting on TV, everyone's starting to make a little bit of cash, but you're still kind of broke and you're not really, you don't really know where the next paycheck's coming from. There's no means to an end. You're like, fuck, dude, I've been doing this for a while now. I'm not really making any money. Then there's a little bit of a struggle, but I feel like that struggle, those people, all these people that should be feeling that struggle and just be getting better, they're now thinking, like, how do I get a Patreon? How do I make my podcast make money? How do I get a cameo? How do I do these things? You guys shouldn't be really making money yet. You should be struggling. Right now, at that time where you're just figuring it out, you should be struggling. And that will make you a funnier comic. It'll make you a better person. It'll make you appreciate the things that you get when you do get them. And I do think that it's sort of lost. And it's just based off of the platforms. They make it easy, you know?
They make it easy.
Everybody.
I always tell comics, the young comics, go work the shittiest job you can that you hate, because that's going to motivate you to get the fuck out of there.
You'll
be writing jokes on your break time, whenever you even do it. Your work, don't work a comfortable job with a lot of money that you kind of like, because then you'll never take comedy serious.
Yep,
but I even did that. I worked like a comfortable job, and even doing that, like every day having to wake up for that was like, all right, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if you're just like, this is hell.
Yeah, you don't want to do it. You start to resent it. You start to hate it. You start to go like, what the fuck am I doing?
They start to think you're stupid because you're so tired. And you're like, I promise I'm not stupid. It's bad.
All right, look, let's wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. Please support Batty Smith and Jim Florentine and everything that they do. Podcasts, live shows, all that stuff. Cleveland and Columbus at the end of the month. And then next month, me and Zach back on the road. Zach's going to be the special guest in Colorado Springs, Denver, Vegas, and Los Angeles. At the Depraved at the Comedy Store. So grab your tickets for all of those shows, lewisofskanks.com, and we will check you guys on Monday with another great episode. Peace.
Peace.